This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This is going to sound obvious, but I'm going to say it anyway. Airplanes burn a lot of gas, a lot, which means they produce a lot of greenhouse gases, a lot, which climate negotiators would like to do something about, a lot. The problem is that the global climate deal that got signed in Paris last year doesn't cover aviation. So this week, negotiators in Montreal are trying to cut a cap-and-trade deal to cover international flights. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong is on that one.
The goal here is to make airlines stop adding to their carbon footprint in 5 years. Here's how. If emissions at, say, Delta or United go up, the carriers would then have to do something. For instance, they could innovate, says Annie Petsonk at the Environmental Defense Fund.
They could reduce them potentially by flying more fuel-efficient aircraft. Some companies are looking at biofuels. They're looking at having better air traffic control so that planes don't have to spend so much time hanging around in the sky waiting for a place to land.
Or they could offset emissions, that is, buy credits and invest in decarbonization, a wind or a solar farm, or they could plant forests, which absorb CO2. Now, there is controversy here. Offsetting lets airlines basically outsource their greenness to non-airlines. Dan Rutherford is with a research group called the International Council on Clean Transportation.
They would pay to take credit for emission reductions made in other sectors rather than take additional action themselves. This is viewed as the cheapest way out.
The counter here is that this carbon market lets companies shop around for the cheapest eco-solution. Saves money for everyone, says Anthony Mansell at the Center for Climate and Energy Solutions. Now, if this UN deal goes through, he says it'll join a growing list of cap-and-trade markets around the world.
You know, the size of this market will ultimately depend on what the final agreement looks like, but it's going to be highly significant to have an entire sector of the global economy using a market-based approach.
Negotiators hope to land a deal by next Friday. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.